From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Our Emerald Travel Minute. I'm Mary Carey, and thanks for joining me today. Let's talk over tourism. If you've been to Rome, Barcelona, Venice, Dubrovnik, or some of the more popular Greek islands like Mykonos, then you know lines can be long at attractions, and the destinations can feel too crowded, especially in peak summer months. Over-tourism heavily impacts cities with high tourist-to-resident ratios. Social media, cruising, and lower costs for travel are a few contributing factors. In Rome, tourists now have to pay to visit the fenced-in Trevi Fountain. Italian citizens don't pay, but even they have to stand in a line to get up close. My first trip to Rome was in 1991 when you could sit and people watch on the Spanish Steps. Now the police will tell you to get up and keep moving. Back then, you could enter the Pantheon without a ticket. Not anymore. Those days are over. Venice charges day fees for day trippers, and I could go on. Are added fees and costs an answer to over-tourism? Are they one piece of this puzzle? Send me your thoughts at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Safe travels, everyone.